Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Variety Radio Online. I'm Rachel, and on the line with me I have Emily, and today we will be recapping Once Upon a Time's latest episode, Devil's Due. Emily.
Oh, Rachel.
So, a little background before I get right into it. I did not watch the episode last night when it was on because I forgot it was Sunday and I'm special.
And I was very
Emily,
upset because a lot of
Emily
later.
Was blowing my phone up. And I'm like, why is she freaking out? Why is everything in all caps? So I told her I hadn't watched it. So today I come home and I understood. I understood why everything was in all caps.
Yep.
Because then I sent
then,
it back to her.
And then this girl.
I think everybody. And then I blew her phone up. I'd just like to have all of you send us a tweet at thevro.com. I'm sorry, thevro on Twitter, letting us know if anyone else was emotionally compromised by the surprise red vest of death. Because I was not expecting that. And all of a sudden, he just waltzes in there and sweeps Mila off her feet, knocks me over, and I'm just done.
And I'm just done, for real.
Done.
Yep.
Done. Because not only did he have the red vest, but he had the long hair. I am loving Colin with the long hair and a little hint of a little piece of hair in your eyes, and oh my god, I was not expecting that flashback.
Yes, it was kind of like everything that I never knew I needed until right in that moment, and it was beautiful, and I kind of want to revel in it forever in a day, because it was honestly just the greatest most unexpected thing.
Because it kind of cleared Mila's name up in a way. Because I know a lot of people weren't fans of what she did to Bellfire, and I wasn't either. I didn't understand why she could just up and leave her kid. It is Captain Hook, and he is very dreamy. But.
Yeah.
I never understood the full thought process she had to just up and leave her kid and, like, not look back until this episode. And Rumpel, once again... was Rumpel.
Oh, Rumpel.
Who decided to sell his second-born child to the tattoo face person? Did he have a name?
I don't know.
I don't think he had a name.
And I remember Healer, whatever they were calling him. I really wasn't paying that much
attention. I'm going to call him Tattoo Man because he's got tattoos all over his face. Well, Mr. Tattoo Man. Causing some problems. I mean, really, Rumpel's causing problems. But when does Rumpel not cause problems?
Never. That's when.
Shall we just get our Rumpel rant over with?
I think that should
just be a new segment in our show. The Rumpel ramp. Rumpel rant of the week.
Yeah, because there's always something that he does that just really, really takes me off. This week more so than any other.
Yes. I think it's all safe to say Emily and I are completely done with Rumpel. Like, we were done before, but now we are, like, 110,000,000% done with Rumpel.
Before I was like, okay, maybe, like, depending on how they go with it, I could either get on board with him being, like, if they were just, like, going to commit to him being a villain from now until forever, I was going to be okay with it. Now I just kind of want him to go away forever, and I don't really care what happens to him.
Yep. Because not only has he sold his second-born child, who happens to be inside of Belle, he throws Mila into the River of Lost Souls, because as if this poor woman has not been put through enough by this man. No.
Yeah.
No, not enough. We just gotta, you know what, let's just put her over the top. And toss her in the River of Lost Souls. I'm so upset because we did not get a Neela and Killian reunion closure type thing. And
all face
his face when he's like, Neela was here, it just broke my heart. It broke my heart. Because you obviously, y'all know how I feel about Captain Swan, but I still feel like they deserved closure, kind of like Emma and Neil had closure.
Yes.
So,
100%. So, F.U. Rumple for taking that away from Neela. Also, more so than that, the fact that Kim and Neela literally had just sat there and talked about how all she wanted was to move on so she could son again and tell him that she was sorry, and he was like, oh, he'll forgive you, and blah, 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 I want that for you. And then all it takes is one little tiny offer of a deal from Hades and the offer to get home to Belle, and he just scrolls her over. It's like, what the heck?
Oh, that was my second rant. Yeah, I was getting to that. So thank you, Emily, because, yes, I am so done with Rumple and all the crap he does. Like, I love Neela. I've always liked Neela. Like, I've never really had a problem. The only thing I had a possible problem with was her leaving her kid, but now I kind of understand where she's coming from because he sold her future children away. So, I mean, she's justified in being angry and upset and making rash decisions with pretty blue-eyed pirates. So, I mean, it's understandable. She was in an emotional state when she met Killian. And, yeah. I'm just so done with Rumple. I really want him to, like, just... I want them to leave him. But we found out that Hades wants him back up in the real world because he kills so many people. You know you're a crappy character when the devil himself... But, I mean, I guess... Lord of the Underworld wants you to continue killing people because you do such a great job at it. Like, come on.
Yeah.
That's kind of bad. Just need to take a minute. Gather my thoughts. Put my Rumple hate away so I don't just, you know, because I could talk about this for quite some time.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about things we liked in the episode. Captain Swan was finally reunited.
Oh, yes.
Reunited, and it feels so good. I think that's actually what I texted you.
Yeah.
and
I was, my first thought was literally to start singing, like, let's just break out the other thing.
I literally was singing it as I was texting it to you.
I was like, yes. Give it to me. It's been 3 months and 2 weeks, and I've waited so long.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I liked it because they were obviously reunited, but I felt like it was kind of just like he's just left him hanging here. Like, I feel like there's more to it still.
Yeah, there weren't really, that high of stakes. Like, I feel like Hades wanted them to find him. Or he didn't really care that they found him. I guess now that he has
that
the name.
So I guess
really
that
matter.
Was the little extra thing, which is why he didn't really care.
Yeah. It felt not anticlimactic, but, like, in a way, it was kind of like she waltzes in, he's, like, about to plunge in, and she, like, makes it across the thing, Mahuger, to him and saves him. But then it was, like, great, because then he was all like, oh, I told you to let me go. And she's like, well, I never listened to you. I mean, I never listened anyways. And you love me for it. Ha-ha.
Yes.
Which was adorable.
Yeah.
And, yes, what?
Oh, Killian and Emma. Like, I just...
And then the fact that they couldn't stay away from each other the whole rest of the time, like, they were just, like, constantly side by side and, like, about to hold hands and holding hands and just...
Can you blame them? You can't blame them. It's been how long since we've had both of them in the same...
Well, I'm pretty sure it's been longer... Pretty sure it's been longer for us than it was for them, but it's okay. I forgive them.
That's what I mean.
It's only been
too
a few
long.
Days. It's only, yeah. In their world, it's been like 4 days. But.
Well, you know.
fine.
I'm just going to pretend they had to deal with the hiatus, too, all right?
their lives paused for 3 whole months. It took them 3 months to get down there on that little boat.
Yep. Neil talks a lot. That's what it is. I'm kind of, like, when they started doing the whole, like, oh, the heart split. It's totally going to work. It's totally going to be fine. And then, oh, shocker, doesn't work. Oh, why not? Oh, because Hades has put Regina, Emma, and Snow's name on the headstones that Killian refused to pick, which I don't know why Killian just didn't automatically throw Rumple down just to, you know.
Yeah.
Have someone, like, no one would be mad at him for that. Like, I know he's like, oh, a hero wouldn't do that. No, a hero would do that. A hero would do that.
A hero would defeat the villain, because at this point, he's the villain. Or he's the side villain, but they don't really know how bad he is right now. They just think he was a royal, like, butt monkey and decided to steal all the power from Killian and take away his sacrifice, which... That whole encounter was, like, the greatest thing that ever happened when Hook's, like, eye was, like, all puffy and, like, swollen shut, and he just, like, was staring him down, like, I heard you took away my sacrifice, blah, 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 and I was like, yeah, you tell him. Like,
there was a lot of calling out in this episode. And my other favorite was Mila. So you slept with my ex-lover and my son? I was like, oh,
also,
I love you.
Finally someone admitting the fact that Emma a lot. And the fact that Neil was not a teenager at the time, but she was. And that whole thing that kind of just gets swept under the rug a lot. I was like, way to go, Rumple, for bringing that up.
Rumple called out a lot of crap. I wanted to punch him in the face, though, when he was like, oh, you're welcome, Captain. Like, no, he's not welcome. You're welcome for not just...
Let's break your Rumple.
Rumple.
Okay. For a split second, I really thought, like, when it first happened and he pushed Mila into the river, I thought that... My first thought was, oh, my God, Rumple, you suck. But then I thought maybe Hades really did do something to him when they made the little deal or whatever. Like, he took him over or possessed him, like how Rumple was lying. And then I realized, no, he's just a liar. Era, hate him.
The second Mila walked anywhere near the edge of that river, I was like, damn it. It's like, she's going in. She's going under.
I was so angry.
I really hope they find a way to pull her out before they leave. Because she had no reason to help them. Like, she had no reason to help Rumple. And she could have played the jealous, bitter old girlfriend and not have helped Emma. But she did, because she's not that type of character, you know? She understands. Like, I mean, it's been, what, over 300 years? Over four, I don't know, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
And the fact that Emma, when faced with that, like, semi-hostility from Mila, because she was, like, confused and annoyed that Rumple was there, instead of being, like, hostile and, you know, mean back, she was like, no, let me offer you this little tidbit of information that your son moved on and is happy. Like, because, you know, she
I
was
love
Rumple.
That.
But
I love that, because Rumple was like, why is she telling her this and not me? Like, because you don't deserve to know.
Oh, so...
I was so happy.
Here for
that
all
was probably
of
one of my...
Things.
Yeah.
Like,
that was probably one of my favorite scenes, other than, like non-Cath and Swan stuff. That was probably one of my favorite scenes, was her telling Mila about Neil.
Yes.
I just love it.
It's beautiful.
I just saw Mila, and I'm so sad that she's, like, in the River of Lost Souls, because I want more of her. I want her to, like, join the gang and, like, you know.
You know.
Let's see. Who can we ship her with? Let's throw her in with somebody. I don't know. But I just want her to, like, join the gang. I'm like, she just deserves so much more. then.
I just wanted to move on so she could be happy.
That too. That works too. But I mean, like, be part of the gang, like, in the underworld and then move on.
Oh, like, and then move on. Okay. Yeah. No, I feel like I'm feeling that she's going to come back somehow because I feel like I remember hearing or seeing or something that she was going to be in some other episode other than this one. So hopefully that's not like a flashback, and hopefully it's like in the present underworld. So hopefully they rescue her from the River of Lost Souls. Wouldn't be surprised if Killian somehow orchestrates that before they skip town so that she can move on and be happy.
I also feel like Emma is kind of suspicious of Rumple because when he was like relaying the story again, her eyes, she was throwing some serious shade his way. And
yeah,
they haven't brought up her whole lie detection thing lately. But I'm hoping it comes back up again. And she's like, don't believe anything he says.
I feel like the whole fact that, that obviously they knew that he was lying about the boat thing. Like, but because they were there and they knew that the boat was gone. But the fact that it was like, she knew something was up because part of me wonders if she heard Mila, like, yelling, which obviously because then Rumple came up with a lie, like, oh, Hades made me do it. But, sure.
Mm. Okay.
I don't know. She probably knows that he is up to something because he's been so, like, I'm going to be in my shop. No, now I'm going to come with you. Now I'm going to go back to my shop. And
like, it's Rumple.
Yeah. And because she knows what he did to steal the power from Killian. So she obviously knows that he is, like, up to some shady business, more than likely.
Yeah. I like how Rumple thinks, like, he can pull stuff off with, like, Emma around. I'm like, mm-mm. She's been calling you out on your crap since, like, day one, sir. Like, sit down. No.
Yeah.
Someone who did get closure, though, was Regina and Daniel, which
basically everybody gets their first love except for
except for Killian.
Everybody gets closure.
I mean, even Rumple and Mila got some form of closure.
Which part of me, that part of me makes me, that's why I also have hope that it'll somehow be towards, like, the end of the season when they're, like, leaving the underworld, that, like, that's when hopefully Mila will get her, they'll get their, like, closure, hopefully, and that'll be the final thing that, like, helps her move on. It's like, oh, you know, she helped the heroes save the day, and she blah, 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 did whatever, and then, you know, then she'll get to move on. And, because, you know, that's what she deserves.
They deserve better. Taylor just so much more.
Regina's whole thing, the whole thing with Cruella, how she was like, this may or may not be Bambi's mother, not going to say. Like, that was so funny. I just love her. I want her back.
Cruella's fabulous. And I'm so happy we have her. Like, she doesn't really have much of a plot right now.
I know,
but
she's,
like, just there to throw in her little witty one-liners.
She doesn't need a plot. Her and Peter Pan, they don't need plots either. I don't really
care.
They
really don't. They don't.
Yeah, I like that little moment with them, and then, like, knowing that Regina found out. But, to be honest, really could have taken those 12 minutes of the episode and focused them on something, you know, fucking Mila reunion, it's fine, you know, whatever.
I didn't know her magic wasn't working.
Yeah,
because I don't remember that being brought up.
Yeah, that wasn't
Regina's
really
very finicky. She seems to have a lot of issues with her magic quite a bit, because wasn't her magic not working at the beginning of the season two?
Probably.
Or like when they got back to story, right? I don't know, like, I just feel like her magic is constantly not working. It's like, I don't know why. I don't get it.
Yeah, I'm not really sure, but it really felt like those, like, three little blurbs that they spent on that was just, like, It was just basically so that the entire episode wasn't about, like, Hook and and Mila and Rumple.
God forbid.
God forbid they don't spend 5 seconds on an episode. Like, Charming wasn't there until the very end. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
Fine.
Eh, no biggie.
But,
I didn't get the horse thing, though, at all. Like, what?
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I thought the horse thing was stupid.
The stable boy, like, you know, like, she found out Daniel moved on, and then she found this, like, wounded horse, and then she healed it, and it's like, but I don't, it's probably symbolic in some way. It, like, kind of went over my head. I was like, was that necessary? I don't really care.
Like, is that her horse? That she used to have?
I don't know.
She used to ride with Daniel? Like,
I thought maybe it was the horse that she killed thinking it was going to make the curse go, but she didn't really react to it being her horse, so I think it was just a horse. Which,
yeah.
I don't know. That was weird.
Why is the horse in the underworld? And why is it just running around with a bridle on? The world may never know. Sorry, I have horses, so it bothers me when, like, they have a bridle on and, like, a bit in their mouth, and it's just, like, running around. I'm like, no, that's not how that happens.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's not how that works, guys, in case anyone was concerned.
The more you know.
Yeah, the more you know. It was nice that she got closure, but, yeah, the horse thing was weird to me. I don't know. So is there anything else you would like to discuss before we jump into theories for next episode? Because I really, really, we need to talk about the promo and the teasers.
The only other residual thing that bothered me about this episode, besides Rumple being a weirdo, is that the fact that they were trying to pull off the fact that Bay was young enough to be before Mila left. Yes, he was taller than, like, you know, he was, like, so tall. I was like, you couldn't have found a younger actor? Like, make it a little bit more believable? Because
yes.
Obviously, they're the same actor because it's been, like, 2-3 years since they filmed that flashback. But still, you could have faked it a little better because it was just throwing me off. It's like, Faye is, like, not that old. If Mila is still there. Like, it just really just annoyed me. In, like, the smallest little...
Yeah, he was, like, what? Like, 3 or 4, maybe?
Yeah, and they had,
when
like
she left?
They had, like, a 9-year-old. I'm like, what? That kid was too tall. Just, that's all I'm going to say.
The tallest 4-year-old I've ever seen.
I mean, really,
and it
though.
Wasn't even the same kid. Like, it wasn't even the same kid playing him.
Yeah,
it
which
like
why
a...
I was, like, it would have made more sense if they would have, like, made him, like, even younger. Like, just barely starting to walk or something. Like, you know. So it could have been believable.
Then it would have tied in with her meaning.
Yeah. Well, they could have just not shown his face. They could have just shown the back of his head running around and then he gets bit by a snake. And they just
there
got
you go.
It's the main point. They could have faked it better so that it wasn't so weird. Anyway.
Yeah. I agree.
But yes, that promo for next week. Oh, my God.
The promo for next week. Emily and I will probably be dead by the end of that episode, so the show might take a little while to come out.
My friend texted me and said, after that whole red vest scene, she was like, I thought instantly, Emily's totally dead right now. And then afterwards, she was texting me, and then she didn't know about the promo. She had changed the channel before or whatever. I don't know. She just didn't see it somehow. So then I showed it to her. I, like, sent it to her, and she was like, oh, God. I was like, she's like, well, I'm glad you're alive. And I was like, yeah, until next week. And she's like, true.
Until next week. Yep.
So we're all just gone. We're just goners. That's
everyone, every Killian fan is preparing for the brotherly Jones feels that are leading up to be not what I think they're, that not, I don't think it's what everyone expected them to be, at least what the promo's showing. Because we never really, like, we only saw Liam in that one episode, and that was just with his brother. And we've never seen him really react with, like, other people or other characters. as far as his, like, personality goes. And you were saying it earlier, everyone has their own Liam Jones in their head of how he should be, from, like, little blurbs on Tumblr or drawings or, like, the comics and, like, the fan fiction. So, like, I don't think anyone, like, expected, like, him to, like, not like Emma or to, like, you know, like, be that person that's over, like, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I just hold on to the, like, this, like, I'm, like, trying to be rational about it and be like, okay, so if you really think about it, we really don't know anything about Liam other than that he was stubborn enough to trick himself with Dream J to prove a point and then died and always kind of was, like, teasing Killian about being his little brother or whatever, and Killian, like, idolized him. Like, that's pretty much all we know, and that Killian told Charming that he could be a stubborn ass. So, you put all those things together, then it kind of, it makes more sense.
It does. It does kind of make sense.
Think about, oh, this is the guy that Killian was so heartbroken over that he became a pirate, and, you know, all this other stuff, and he idolizes him and puts him on a pedestal and whatever. So, I think it will be interesting for us to finally see, hopefully, because the other side of this theory is that it's all a trick and it's not actually Liam, but I'm, like, 90% sure it's actually going to be Liam.
I'm going to be so upset if it is Rumple, trying to convince Killian to move on.
The reason I don't think it is because I just saw some promo pics, like, 2 seconds before we started doing this. And Hades in the bar with Liam. And at that point, I'm thinking, he's going to try and, like,
Hades has something on Liam.
Yes. So I don't think, chances are, it's not Rumple being, a monster and shape-shifting. But,
you know, I wouldn't put it past him.
You can never rule it out.
I would not put it past him.
So, but for now, Liam Jones is potentially going to be stubborn and is going to disapprove of Emma for whatever reason he's going to come up with. And potentially is going to lead off into the room where they move on to a better place because apparently he thinks that's what he should do because his brother said so.
I don't want to talk about that part. That part doesn't exist right now for me, okay? Let's not talk about that part.
It's fine. We won't talk about that.
No. What I will talk about, though, is my new ship. I've yet to come up with a name for it. Maybe Corames? Jarella? I don't know. But James and Corella, even though it was David, ship it so hard. It's like Zelina and King Arthur all over again.
I know, right?
Two people would not put together. And then you're like, oh my God, yes, I need it. I need it in my life.
I mean, it really makes sense. She's the new mayor and he's a sheriff, so, you know, it was bound to happen.
Oh, a little parallel there with Graham and Regina. Graham. Oh, Graham. Okay. Graham. Where is Graham? That's what I want to know. I know he's busy filming 50 Shades of Crap, but...
Lord knows, they probably won't ever show his tipped over headstone just to make everyone know that he moved on, but that's what I'm going to choose.
If anyone has some unfinished business, it would be Graham.
It's the guy who died before he got the explanation of why he just suddenly remembered everything.
Poor guy.
It's okay. Not really, but I just got to pretend it's okay so that I can move on.
Just pretend. So we can move on.
So we can all move on with our lives.
Yes. All right. I think that's a good note to end it on. Wrap it up on that. Anything else you wanted to include?
Nope. Just that we're all going to be a puddle of tears next week. And you coherent enough to speak about it.
Yes. Be sure to tweet us, guys, and let us know your thoughts on this episode. And tweet us before next week so if you guys have any theories. You can find me at yes we will be crying next week. I'll be sure to remember that it's Sunday next week and we can live tweet.
I will make sure I send you a message before this, like, an hour.
Emily will remind me that it is Sunday. You can find me at Rachel EP. That's R-A-E-C-H-E-L.
Yes.
And Emily, what is your Twitter handle?
My Twitter handle is M-E-M, and then my last name, Konopka, which is K-O-N-O-P-K-A.
Yes, and as always, be sure to check out thevro.com for more recaps, interviews, and news and all that good stuff. Like us on Facebook at Variety Radio Online. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. And we're also over on Audio Boom, so be sure to check those links out. But yes, we will see you next week, which I'm sure will be quite the episode. So stay tuned. Bye, guys.